Good afternoon. My name is Jennifer Amiad, and I'm a hearings officer. It's December 18th, 2018, at approximately 2:02 p.m. This is case number 1180257 involving the tow of a vehicle. The appellant Benjamin Rothfuss, am I saying that properly?
Yes, that's okay, correct.
Great, is present. Thank you for being here today. No one is present for this case from the parking enforcement office, so we will proceed in their absence just based on the evidence that they've submitted. I've got a few administrative pieces to take care of first. Did you receive a packet in the mail from our office?
Yes, thank you. I have a packet from the city auditor.
Okay, and is that the best address for us to use moving forward?
For the time being, yes.
Okay, great. We will send you a copy of my written decision within the next 2 weeks. If you don't receive it in that time and you move, just call our office and let us know the best address to use for you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. And did you receive a statement of rights? It was a piece of paper with a camera on it.
Yes, on the back side here.
Great. Did you have any questions about your rights?
No.
Okay, great. This hearing is being recorded, and our typical practice is to post the recording online. The benefit of that is that you can listen to it if you want to, but the downside is that other people could listen to it, so we always give folks the option of opting out of having it posted. Do you have a preference?
I don't have a preference.
Okay, then we'll post it online. It should be up within the next couple of days. You can find it using your case number if you want to listen.
Thank you.
And you said you have the packet. Did you see anything in the packet with the city's exhibits that have nothing to do with your vehicle that maybe were included by mistake? I'll ask you to testify them about them in a little bit. This is just to see if anything shouldn't be admitted into evidence.
Everything in the packet appears in order, and I'll directly respond to some of this material.
Okay, sounds great. I'll admit exhibits 1 through 13 into the record then. I'd like to just take a minute to tell you a little bit about how these hearings work. Obviously, this isn't a courtroom and I'm not a judge. It's a hearing. I'm a hearings officer. My job is to look at the code, the city code, and the rules that apply to the tow of a vehicle, and look at the evidence that you present and the evidence that the city presented, and based on that evidence, decide if the person who ordered the tow of your vehicle followed all the laws and rules. If they did follow all of the laws and the rules, I don't have any discretion, so I can't reduce your fee. If the rules were followed, I have to find that the tow was valid. If the rules were not followed, then I can invalidate the tow and we can order your tow and storage fees refunded to you. This hearing only concerns the tow of the vehicle. It looks like you were also issued a citation, so that citation can be appealed in the Multnomah County Circuit Court. There are two separate hearings, two separate processes, so if you haven't already done so, you do have the option of appealing that as well. Do you have any questions about the process here today?
That clarifies a great deal, thank you.
Okay. Great. Now, could you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide will be the truth?
Yes.
Great. Could you please tell me why you believe that the person who ordered the tow of your vehicle did not follow all the relevant laws and rules?
The testimony that I wanted to provide and the response that I have today is simply that as a new resident, I have been a longtime resident of Portland, having lived in Southeast Portland at the address you have on file, and moved to Northwest in August, live at the apartment complex on the corner of the tow. And as a new resident, I was not made aware of the practice of the street sweep, so I've never seen these materials before. Was out of town for the Thanksgiving holiday visiting my mother. So while the order of the tow, I'm sure was within reason, I was unable to receive any notice because I was out of town and I haven't seen these materials before about the leaf sweeps. And that's all I have.
Great, thank you. So I understand that you were out of town when you parked on Northwest Vaughan between 25th and 26th. The exhibits that were submitted by the parking enforcement officer show that when the vehicle was towed, it was parked in a no parking area in which parking was prohibited on Monday morning. It looks to me like the parking barricades were pretty conspicuously posted. And according to Exhibit 8, the city verified the parking barricade, which just means that they went and made sure that it was installed. They document the time and the date that they install it. It looks like that was verified at 11:18 a.m. on the 23rd, and then re-verified again on the 25th at 7 a.m., so it was still in place. It sounds like you parked then before these signs were installed. But this is what the city code says, and I don't know if you've ever looked at the city code, but city code section 16.30.210, and I think they provided a copy of this in your packet. It's exhibit 13. It describes when a vehicle may be towed. A vehicle may be towed and held at the expense of the owner from any public right-of-way when the vehicle is parked in violation of a temporary or permanent parking restriction. And then that section goes on to say that temporary parking restrictions may be enforced 24 hours, may be enforced by tow 24 hours after placement. So we just talked about the placement of the barricades in this case, and it sounds like the signs were up about 3 days before the tow. So the city met its duty to post those at least 24 hours in advance. The city's provided some additional information, as you noted, exhibit number 10, about their efforts to inform residents about the leaf cleaning program. That's not required to make a tow valid, but it is something that it sounds like the city does to educate residents about the program. I wanted to let you know that there is another part of the city code that a lot of people don't know about. It's 16.20.170, and basically it says that you can't store a vehicle on the city street for longer than 24 hours, and you're supposed to move it every 24 hours. And to me, that provision seems to work with the 24-hour notice provision. If somebody is following that rule and moving their vehicle or at least checking on it every 24 hours, they'll see any temporary no parking restriction signs that go up. So based on that quick and dirty description of the laws and rules that apply to tows, is there anything else that you'd like me to consider about the tow of your vehicle?
Yeah, all this appears correct, and having been made aware of it, all seems right and correct. Just to reiterate that I had left town before the Thanksgiving holiday, and these signs would have been placed up the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and I did not see them. So I would have complied if I had been made aware. Yeah. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Great. I understand. Unfortunately, because the parking officer followed all of the rules when they ordered the tow of your vehicle, I need to find that the tow was valid. I'll send you a written copy of that analysis in the mail. But you do have the right, if you disagree with me, to appeal that decision to the Multnomah County Circuit Court through a process called writ of review. And there'll be a citation for how to get more information about that in my order. So I'm sorry that that's not the result that you were hoping for, but I appreciate you coming in today and providing your testimony.
Is there any way of reducing the fees or citation amount?
Not for the tow and storage fees, but if you appeal the citation to the Multnomah County Circuit Court, it's my understanding that those judges have a lot more discretion. So they're able to make decisions based on fairness and ability to pay, and I've heard that they often reduce, even if they're not able to completely waive a fee, that they are able often to reduce them. So if you haven't appealed that citation already, I would suggest considering doing so.
All right, well, thank you for your time today.
Yeah, I'm sorry it's not a better result, but thanks for being here.
Yeah.
All right, the hearing's now closed.
Thank you.